Paige Estrotori here with your daily financial services news. Wrap this Sunday, June 8th, 2025, brought to you by Financial Services Online, your trusted guide for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. In industry news, we start with financial giant Westpac, once again under the unforgiving regulatory microscope. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC, has raised allegations of systemic misconduct against Westpac's subsidiary, Rams Home Loans. The charge sheet reads like a thriller, featuring over 80 incidents of fraudulent activities leading to improper loan approvals. This mirrors the debacle in 2018 when Westpac took a financial hit for akin practices. Possible penalties this round are projected over $100 million, though a more realistic penalty of about $30 million is on the cards. Westpac's recurring governance issues are a blow to public trust in our financial institutions, and the outcome of ASIC's prosecution could tighten regulatory reins across the industry. Switching gears now to a cautious consumer spending trend. Despite economic stimuli and holiday seasons, Australia's household expenditure registered a meager 0.1% uptick in April. Areas such as hospitality and recreation saw a rise, whereas clothing and footwear purchases declined markedly. Even with a yearly consumption rise and slight GDP increase, the per capita recession endures. Economists label this spending growth as underwhelming, as Australians seemingly hedge against global uncertainties and respond tepidly to economic incentives. Turning to superannuation, the Delivering Better Financial Outcomes Reform Tranche 2 positions Superfund trustees to offer financial advice, a welcome pivot from product-centric to service-oriented approach to improve retirement outcomes. Critics have raised concerns, yet access to even limited guidance is viewed as favorable to no advice at all. The optimists anticipate better utilization of investments, averting mismanaged assets for retiring Australians. Finally, let's pivot to the gaming industry, where the Star Casino is locked in a legal bout with AUSTRAC over significant breaches of anti-money laundering laws. Unfortunately, the casino allegedly served as a conduit for high-risk individuals, enabling risky financial activities that strained the system's compliance mechanisms. The penalty for these alleged infractions could hit up to $400 million, a figure the Star disputes, noting they can only handle a quarter of that amount. This controversy highlights the urgency for reforms and increased vigilance in money laundering compliance. That wraps up your financial services news for today. I'm Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, providing the most relevant and current news to help you navigate your financial future.